time to come in, Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Listening friend, welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's December 16th, 2013. As I look at the calendar, 9 days until Christmas. Have you been scurrying around through the rain, sleet, and lots of snow? In fact, a close friend of mine recommended I do a whole program today on songs dealing with snow. And so I will share Larnell Harris's version of Let It Snow and Sleigh Ride in just a second before breaking down into three parts. So today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, I'll be broadcasting a Haven Today Christmas special with Charles Morris entitled Jesus Has Come to Our World. So Charles will give some Christmas devotional thoughts, air some appropriate music for this holiday season, and help us as we close in on the birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, King of Kings, Lord of all. Wow, thanks for so many of you that made it out to the Singing Men concert at Marketplace Mall Food Court on Saturday. With all the snow we were getting and got, it was incredible to see how many Singing Men actually showed up. I had a little trouble even getting out of my own driveway, and I know a few of the guys couldn't make it, but most all were there for our 15th concert in a row, 15 years, since 1999, that the Singing Men of GNN have returned each year at Christmas time to the food court. And it was just a glorious occasion, once again, to sing and declare the Lord Jesus Christ's praises. And yet there's something about this season that draws more people to himself. And I think our message was clear to the general public there in the food court. Many people came out, and I think our message was clear about the Lord Jesus Christ. And I hope our music has been enhancing your Advent season. We'll continue with Christmas music, holiday favorites through the end of the year. And if you're unfamiliar with the Ministry of Great News Radio, we're 100% listener supported. And it's because of the financial gifts of our listeners that we can broadcast the good news message of Jesus 24 hours a day. And this is a great time of year to invite people to tune in, as many are looking on their radio dials for Christmas music. And that'll be true for us through the end of the year. Our four frequencies are comprised of two stations, WGNJ, that is our 50,000-watt station, licensed to St. Joseph, Illinois, broadcasting on 89.3 FM, which covers East Central Illinois and West Central Indiana. And then we have WGNN, which is our flagship station. Our full-powered frequency, 102.5 FM, is licensed to Fisher, Illinois, and covers East Central Illinois. Then we have 103.9 FM, which covers the greater Champaign-Urbana area and some surrounding communities. That's called a translator frequency, so it repeats our 102.5 broadcasts. And then a few years back, we added 97.1 FM, which is licensed to Clinton, Illinois, and covers a number of small communities right around Clinton. And that also is called a repeater, a translator frequency, which rebroadcasts our 102.5 FM, which gives us our Great News Radio Network. When we went on the air over 17 and a half years ago, and we began with WGNN, in my mind's eye, we were the Good News Network. But having just that one frequency, 102.5 FM, I couldn't really highlight GNN, Good News Network, only broadcasting on one frequency. But thank you, God, through the years, we've added these additional frequencies and station, and continue to see him work in creative and unique and special ways, all to his glory, certainly with the support of so many of you. So if you pondered or thought about or are thinking about a year-end gift or a special gift to this radio ministry, as mentioned, we're 100% listener-supported, and so without your help, we can't continue to broadcast life-giving, God-honoring, hope-filled messages and music of the season all year long that points to and honors Almighty God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. So if you'd like to send in a donation, a year-end gift would be great, as everything adds up, so no matter the amount, $5 or $5,000, it's all appreciated, cherished, and we're good stewards with the resources that God has entrusted to us. You can write to us at Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. And you can always call in a donation. We have a great system where we can take all credit card numbers over the phone and make a donation that way. You can call in your bank account number and we do a withdrawal that way. And if you even go to our website, greatnewsradio.org, and you have a PayPal account, or you can set that up, you can donate online. By the way, our phone number is 217-367-7777. That's 217-367-7777. And those of you great Indiana listeners, or maybe listening to our streaming audio through the internet from parts of the country, you can call an 800 number if you want to call in a donation at 1-888-333-9466. That's a toll-free number, 1-888-333-9466. So once again, we appreciate any and all support, and we're just glad you're listening and you're a part of our radio family. So here's Larnell Harris with Let It Snow and Sleigh Ride, and then I'll introduce you to Charles Morris and the Christmas special that'll be aired today, tomorrow, and Wednesday called Jesus Has Come to Our World, a Haven Today Christmas special.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but this fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight, oh, how I hate going out of the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm. The fire is slowly dying, and my dear, we're still goodbying. But as long as you love me so, let it snow, let it snow. Let it blizzard and dust through the window. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Come on, it's lovely while the forest sway round together with you.
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. Let's look at the show. We ride through a wonderland of snow. Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, it's grand. Just holding your hand. Riding along with the song of a wintry fairyland.
Our cheeks are nice and rosy, comfy, cozy are we. We snuggled up together like the birds of a feather would be. Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely while the falls sleigh ride together with you.
There's a Christmas party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop.
At the fireplace while we watch the chestnuts pop.
Pop, pop, pop. There's a happy feeling that around the coffee and the pumpkin pie. It'll nearly be like a picture print of Hillier and Lyles. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. Just hear the sleigh bells ting-a-ling, ring, ting, ting-a-ling, ting. Come on, it's lovely while the farmer sleigh rides and with you. Let's take the road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for us, stay right together with you. It's lovely weather for us, stay right together.
Sleigh ride, Miss Mitzi, with you.
Just got to love that song. It's always hard to read what kind of weather we're going to have around here in East Central Illinois. But I think last night when I read the reports, there's supposed to be some more snow. And it's been the adventure out here in the country. And the radio Jeep has been giving up the ghost the last few weeks. It's been in the shop for about 5 days now. And we're praying up a new vehicle for the radio station so I can get out to the tower, travel to the radio events, lug all the equipment and singing men materials and other things around, and we'll see how the Lord provides. But I've been looking at vehicles for about 2 weeks, and at this point, the radio Jeep is beyond repair with the costs that are involved. And it's about, I think, 15, 16 years old, so it's served us very, very well all these years, for many years, and so we'll see how the Lord provides. But this special that I'm going to break into three programs for today, tomorrow, and Wednesday is entitled Jesus Has Come to Our World, a Haven Today Christmas special featuring Charles Morris. Those of you familiar with our broadcast lineup, Haven Today is heard at 6 p.m. on WGNJ 89.3 FM and on WGNN 102.5, 103.9, and 97.1 FM. Haven Today is heard at 11 p.m. Monday through Friday. So I just recently learned of this Christmas special. Appreciate the ministry of Charles Morris and Haven Today. And so for the next 3 days, you'll hear this broken into three parts, and I hope it'll really bless you.
You're listening to Jesus Has Come to Our World, a Haven Today Christmas special. I'm Charles Morris. In the wintertime, we think how dark it has become. The sun seems to set earlier. Evening is upon us. And in the morning time, the sun seems to rise even later. It's a time when all of us need to know that not only is Jesus Christ coming again, but Jesus Christ has come into our world. I'm Charles Morris, and welcome, in the name of Jesus, who has come, to a Haven Today Christmas special.
Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strain. Gloria in excelsis Dei. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why your joyous strains prolong? What the gladsome tidings be, which inspire your heavenly song?
Hi, listening friends. If you're wondering, hey, what happened to Mark and Friends? Hey, I'm still here. We're just featuring into three parts a special broadcast put together by Haven Today and Charles Morris entitled Jesus Has Come to Our World. It's an hour-long program, and I thought I'd share some of it today, tomorrow, and then on Wednesday. And so come Thursday, you'll have Joey Kroll sharing a devotional thought during Mark and Friends. And then on Friday, Pastor Jason Schiffel will return with some devotional thoughts, some what's the Lord been teaching you lately, and some other chit-chat as we see where God leads. And in fact, in one way, and we'll probably talk about it some on Friday, I'll be hosting, Jason will be teaching, and Judah Christian will be providing the facility for a five-part series on the book of Genesis. We'll start that in January, I believe the third Friday in January, and we'll have more to say about that on Friday. So we'll return to the Haven Today Christmas special entitled Jesus Has Come to Our World with Charles Morris.
Chris Tomlin. And of course, angels we have heard on high. Reality has a way of correcting our imaginations. Christmas can often be a time of rosy thoughts about baby Jesus. We hear sentimental Christmas songs, and we can picture a safe and clean environment where Jesus was laid to sleep his first night on this earth. Well, when Keith and Kristen Getty decided that they would write a new Christmas carol, they wanted to connect with Christ in all his messy but wonderful humanity. Keith wrote the music while Kristen was pregnant with their first child. Kristen wrote some of the words before she gave birth, but found labor and delivery a correcting experience. She had originally begun this hymn with the words, "Softly, softly is Jesus coming." But after experiencing the real process of childbirth, "softly" wasn't quite the right word to express the pain, and yet the wonder of bringing a child into the world. So instead, she began the song with Jesus, joy of the highest heaven. Jesus certainly did not come softly and painlessly into the world, but he did bring joy. St. Paul in the book of Philippians tells that young church in the New Testament day that they could fill up in the joy of Jesus by having the same mind as Christ. Philippians 2:6-7, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. It is our instinct to run forward in the verse and talk about how the greatest demonstration of Jesus' humility is his crucifixion. But stay with me for just a moment. At the beginning of Jesus' life on earth, Jesus did not count equality with God something for his own advantage, but took on the nature of a servant. Jesus is later exalted above every name because he started so small. He was just a baby. He became small and helpless, even while remaining fully God and fully man, so that we could have a living and real joy. Someday to come, everyone on earth will fall on their knees and be reduced to humility, just like where Jesus started. He was small. He was placed in a manger. He became little and poor, but he did not stay that way. The Father exalted him above every name because he was obedient from cradle to cross. He became a man, and he humbled himself so that we could have him, and in him we could have joy. It was his very real humanity that could secure the kind of salvation that we need. Since it is humans who need to be saved, he had to be like us in every respect except without sin. As Kristen Getty placed their little firstborn daughter, Eliza Joy, into her shiny car seat for the first time, she realized Mary had to protect Jesus. She had to feed Jesus. Change him, teach him to walk, wake up through many sleepless nights. Illustrating this, Kristen wrote the words, "Jesus, laid in a lowly manger, facing a world of dangers, come to turn me, a stranger, into a child of God." We were strangers to God, and so far from him that he became like us in every way. He took on the vulnerability of humanity for our sake. He was a little baby, and yet he is the King.
Jesus, joy of the highest heaven, born as our little baby under a wondrous star. Like us, crying, he takes his first breath, held by his mother helpless, close to her beating heart. Jesus, laid in a lowly manger, facing a world of dangers, come to turn me, a stranger, into a child of God. Jesus, joy of the highest heaven, born as a little baby.
jump in now, this 1 hour Haven Today Christmas special titled Jesus Has Come to Our World, I'll be breaking into three parts. So tomorrow, Tuesday, and Wednesday, you'll hear the remainder of this broadcast. And on tomorrow's edition of Mark and Friends, I'll be giving away some Kenny Rogers tickets. He's coming to the State Farm Center this Sunday night, December 22nd, and I'll give away a pair of tickets during the morning edition and when it re-airs in the evening during Mark and Friends, so be listening for your chance to call in and win tickets to Kenny Rogers coming to the State Farm Center Sunday night, December 22nd. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.